My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. So we are starting a new series. We are starting our love avoidance series. So for those of you who don't know, we are recapping some of our favorite episodes, the ones that I think everyone needs to know related to certain topics that we talk about here. And today's episode is the first of our love avoidance series. It's for those of us who will keep people at arm's length, even if we're sitting around them, even if we're living with them. They only get to know so much about us and so much about our hearts until we think that they are worthy to do so. But for many of us who struggle with love avoidance, that day never comes. And so we may continue to feel a little bit isolated, even when we're in relationships. And we may find, because we're giving people who are healthy for us a hard time, that when we find the toxic people, we suddenly have a little bit more patience and grace, only to end up getting hurt at the end. So this is part of what we're working to break. This is part of the cycle that we want to unlearn. And so today we are pulling from the Healed and Loved Woman framework. So I have been a therapist for 16 years now, 2009, right? So that's 16 years. I've been a therapist for 16 years. I've been coaching here for love addiction and love avoidance, both on the podcast and off the podcast in some capacity since 2015. So that's 10 years. Your girl is experienced. And so, and this being what I specialize in, I created a framework called the Healed and Loved Woman Framework, where I break down how to go from all of these intimacy disorders to the healthy version of it. So for love addiction, we want to become love balanced. And for love avoidance, we want to become love available. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the qualities of being love avoidant, and we're going to talk about what it looks like to be love available so that we can know where we're going, so that we can have a North Star and not just focus on what we don't want, but look at what we do want. In addition to you taking notes for today's episode, you can join me with in our BJH Members Club, where I have worksheets for all episodes that I have published up until now, which have notes from today's episode. There are healing prompts and journaling prompts. Healing prompts are for those of you who maybe have healing circles and you have girlfriends and other people that you talk to about what you're learning here to discuss with them. And then there's a challenge for every episode for you to take a next step related to what we're talking about. And then, of course, you can post in our forum, ask questions, and discuss each of the episodes that are being published. So that is a great way to be connected for those who are fans of the podcast and what we learned here. So you can join me by going to blackgirlsheal.org/members. But that's it for now. Let's go ahead and jump into this episode. As always, when we're doing these series, there may be a mini intro getting into the topic after the jump. But that's it. Let's go ahead and jump on in.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
With all that said, let's talk about the journey from going from love avoidance to love available. So we're going to do three factors for each. The first factor of being in love avoidance or being love avoidance is that you have an extreme fear of being suffocated, which I've actually kind of gone over in detail. But this fear of someone coming in and trying to change your whole life, trying to take over, not listening to you, asking more than what you're willing to give. I often see this with people who are love avoidant when it comes to when they are dating. Or I guess even if you are already in a committed relationship, you can apply what I'm about to say to this too. But it comes with
not wanting to share their time. That's the most common denominator that I see across the board, is that, you know, even if it starts off really nice at first, you're really feeling them and all that stuff, and you're having a good time, when they start calling you more and when they start wanting to actually hang out, especially hanging out consistently, it's like, yo, I got a life. What you want? Like I'm busy. Leave me alone, because you don't know that it is very reasonable for someone who likes you to want to spend time with you. And what you've been praying for is for someone to be consistent. What you've been praying for is for someone to not do all the emotional labor for you. And here you have somebody who is showing up and showing out for you. But that can be very, again, jarring. It can be very, it could feel like they're crossing boundaries. You know, someone who struggles with love avoidance loves control. And as much as it's like, okay, I want you to do these things, like them just actually popping up and doing things sometimes, it's like, yo, I didn't tell you to do it today on Tuesday. You can do this on Friday, but not today on Tuesday. You know, like all of these unspoken rules that we have as love avoidance. And I know you and I see you because I am you. I know how I want my text to sound. I know when I want them to come through, and I know what type of voice, like it, y'all. When I tell you, working through love avoidance is such a hard journey. I didn't want to use the word hard. It is a very rigorous journey. It's worth it. But you will learn lessons along the way about what it looks like to be available. But not only about the difficulty with sharing time, it being about you're not used to people liking you, I think it's also more evidence, or just as evident, of the lack of balance that many of us need to learn how to create in our life. It is so great, and it's important to have a full, healthy life. A life that is full of you working on what your purpose and your talent is, your work, of you having healthy relationships with your family, healthy relationships with your friends, that you have hobbies, that you sleep. All of those are important things. But if you actually want, and of course, now I'm actually really talking about romantic relationships, but this can also apply to friendships too. And I guess family too, all the domains. Whatever it is that you want, that you feel like you're missing in your life, do you actually have space for it? Are you intentional about creating space for it? And also, are you open to whoever and however you want these connections show up in your life? Are you open to sharing time? Are you open to fully integrating them into their life? Or do you only have a box available on Thursdays between 6 and 8 and Mondays between 2 and 3:30? And that's all they got. And I want you to consider on your end, if you met someone who was like, I only have these certain time boxes for you every week. At first, depending on what state you're in, I think if you're in your love addicted state and you're still working on codependence and you're still working on your self-worth, I think you would look at that and be like, okay, that's fine. I can make it work. Versus, girl, you deserve the time that you want. You deserve to be attended to. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be enjoyed, mutually enjoyed. So if someone is like, hey, out of 168 hours a week, I only got 3 or 4. And even then, I'm going to be distracted for half of that time because I'm on my way someplace else. I need you to move around. I need you to move. They're not ready. They are not ready to have an intimate, loving connection. If what you want from that relationship is intimacy and love, then that's not the right place. For some of you who are like, I just want their money. I just want whatever these other resources that they have, but I really don't care about the connection, then do what you do. But if you want intimacy and love and connection, that amount of time and those amount of restrictions is not healthy. But going back to those of us who are struggling with sharing that time, this is where the underlying work really needs to come into place for you personally, that I'm not going to be able to get into detail on the episode, but what comes up for you when I say sharing time, when I say inviting them to be a part of your life, even? What is the fear? What is the anger? What is the resentment? What's the rage? What is the hurt? What is the, or is it numb? Do you go completely numb? Like, you were rocking with me until I started saying that stuff, right? Like, that is all signs that there is something deeper going on with you and when it comes to this. And again, real pain, real lessons you've had to learn, but we got to find the balance between the two, with you learning how to be taking those lessons and staying self-aware for when someone does try to take over your life, when someone is abusive, when someone is controlling, when someone isn't a good fit and you're trying to make it work. Y'all got two totally different lifestyles and you're bending and twisting yourself to try to fit who you think they want you to be, and you learn the lesson, I'm never going to do that again. Take the wisdom of those lessons, but can we expand it to be in a place of balance where you can be available for the people who can fit into your life, who do want to get to know you? Right. And so the difference between a love avoidant who may fear being suffocated and trapped is that someone who is love available is going to move towards the other person for a connection. They are going to both initiate and be receptive to someone else's bid, as long as they're still giving green flags and showing respect and aligning with where they are in their life. They are going to move towards them for a connection. They're not going to move away. The difference between a love avoidant and a love available person is that a love avoidant will desire connection. This is the second point. They will desire connection, but at a far, far distance, which I've also talked about a lot, right? So I want you, but I want you when I want you and how I want you. And I want to be able to see you, but you don't need to be in my space. And I need to know where you are, but I really don't need to be with you. Like, I really just want to have my own. But be very loosely connected, if connected at all.
If you've ever listened to an episode of Black Girls Heal and thought, that was powerful, but now what? BGH Members Club is for you. Inside, you'll get ad-free bonus episodes and an archive library of all of our current episodes without ads as well, in-depth worksheets for every topic we cover, and special drop-in lessons to help you actually apply what you're learning. This is your space to reflect, grow, and make real changes in your healing journey. Join today at blackgirlsheal.org/members and take the next step towards becoming your healthiest version of you. Have you ever had one of those days where everything just feels harder than usual and you can't quite figure out why? I've definitely had my fair share, and I totally get how frustrating it can be. And recently I learned that sometimes it's not just stress or lack of sleep. It's actually more hormones that are at play. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy, and you just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the hormone quiz myself, and it gave me a personalized insight into what might be happening with my hormones so that I can start to do better. And the quiz suggested that I have symptoms that may align with having high estrogen, which is one of many hormones that Hormone Harmony can help to regulate. Hormone Harmony's herbal formula doesn't just help with estrogen, though. It assists with testosterone, and it also helps with stress hormones such as cortisol, which we all know can wreak havoc on the nervous system and everything it's connected to. Though big changes often help, smaller habits like taking supplements, like Hormone Harmony, can offer a huge impact as well. Taking care of your hormones is about investing in your long-term health. If you don't know where to start, take their free hormone quiz and you'll learn more about your hormone balance and how you can make small, intentional changes to support your body. And whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, this quiz helps to guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. If you're ready to start feeling like yourself again, head over to happymammoth.com and take the free 2-minute hormone quiz today. And for a limited time, you'll also get 50% off your entire first order with my code BGH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BGH for 15% off today.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
At Penn Station East Coast Subs, your ears may hear, and your craving deep down inside hears.
Penn Station's cheesesteak is grilled to order with 100% USDA choice steak and sautéed veggies. Piled high on that legendary bread, topped with aged provolone and served melty and hot straight from the oven.
So when you hear, your craving knows.
Time for Penn Station. And don't forget the fresh cut fries.
Penn Station.
Love your sub.
And someone who is love available desires to know the other person and also to be known by them. When I started working on my love avoidance, I noticed that it wasn't enough for me anymore to have these shallow conversations with people. And I've always been able to have really good conversations with my friends. So it wasn't like, you know, we were talking about other people and all that other stuff. We were talking about things so we could talk for a while, but it wasn't enough for me to not share what was going on with me, good and bad. For me to talk about the moments, I needed to be able to talk about the moments I was scared and the moments I was happy. And I needed to be in relationship with people too who were willing to do that with me. I wasn't willing to be the one who was always the one trying to connect. And I wasn't also willing to be the one who was the counselor on the phone. And this is outside of what I do, just like this person who, and it wouldn't even be in an unhealthy dynamic where they were trying to be depleted. They were trying to deplete me, but I was so used to being the listener to where they would say things like, Sheena, we always talk about me. We don't talk about you. So they would be inviting me to share, but I didn't share. I didn't share because, oh, I really don't have anything going on, or, oh yeah, this happened, but yeah, I worked through it. Actually, I can't remember. I don't know if I even really share things, or I would probably share things in a really funny way, right? To where we would end up laughing about things, and I might share a feeling or two, but the focus would be on the story versus me, right? And that doesn't work for me anymore. If I can't cry with you and cry for you, if we can't crack jokes, if we can't talk about love and heartbreak, if I can't encourage you and you can't encourage me and it's not reciprocal, and if I don't have friends that can do all the things, then it's not going to work. But I got to that place because I became that person. I became open to that. I became available to it. Because, yeah, I could spend hours on the phone and not really say anything about me to anyone, or hours hanging out and everything and having a really great time, but they never really got to know what was going on with me. The third factor of love avoidance versus love availability is someone who is struggling with love avoidance is attracted to those who will hold the emotional energy for both of you versus someone who is love available is only attracted to people who give and receive mutually. So let's focus on the first one. I'll say it again. Someone who is love avoidant is only attracted to those people who hold the emotional energy for both. The reason why typically love addicts and love avoidants get together, it is, y'all, it's the yin to the yang, right? It is the two halves that come together perfectly. Because one is willing to overgive an energy and one just has to sit back and receive. And at first, someone who is love avoidant loves that energy. It's engaging, it's fun, it's attractive. You love the fact that they are so into you. You love the fun that you have together. And you just really just kind of have to be there, right? And this is across genders. This is called across relationship status. It really works for you. But the problem is it doesn't require you to show up. And also because it's more of them doing it and you're still not really liking to be smothered and overwhelmed, you start to resent the person. When you're not an active part of it and they're the ones doing all the emotional labor, after a while, that starts to get old, or maybe from the beginning, it might even be old a little bit, but you start to feel like they are asking you for too much. They don't chill out with it. They just want more and more and more. So you feel like it's insatiable. It feels like it's an energy drain. And this is not just people, again, who are truly trying to drain your energy and who are very codependent and they don't really know how to take care of themselves. This is also for people who are securely attached. It just feels like it's too much all the time. versus someone who is love available, you're looking for someone who is going to meet you where you are. They're going to initiate, and you're going to be true partners. You're going to be true peers. Again, romantic, family, friendship, or otherwise. You only want people who are going to show up in the same respect that you are, in the same depth as you are. And I think here's what I'll say about that, because I was just thinking about how many of us have friendships, especially where they're giving you the same energy that you are. I think the healthier you get, your standards of what that looks like changes. So y'all might be having a really great conversation, but what I've seen happens with women, especially when it comes to their friendships, is that they start to pay attention to the type of advice that they're getting and the type of advice that they're not getting from their friend, the type of support they're getting and what they're not. And they're looking for people who have more emotional maturity, more emotional awareness, who are also doing their own personal self-development growth. And so the availability is not just whether or not they'll answer the phone all the time, whether or not they'll try to be there for you and protect you, is what access do they have to their own internal resources that they can help give to you to help you grow and mature? Or are you the one who's moving on, moving further, and they just aren't catching up? They don't get it. You know, there's a lot of different responses that happens when that when those transitions occur. So it could be just like, you've changed, you think you're better than me. It could just be, oh, I really just don't understand. It could be for a while that you do merge without you intending to, but you merge into kind of a mentorship role, and your friend either gets inspired by it and she comes along, or she stays exactly where she is, and you have a decision on whether or not, you know, you continue to be the friend that I guess is on this higher level, and if she's open, if she's not threatened by that she continues to be in relationship with you, or if you move to a place where like, I need my inner circle to be able to meet me where I am, then you not necessarily unfriend her or defriend her, but that you move some other people up who are more where you are, who are more on your level. And you know, all of that can be really hard, especially with people that you I've known for years, that you have like a sisterhood relationship with, and everybody is on their own journeys. And it doesn't mean you won't ever come back together, but if someone isn't giving you the emotional needs that you have right now, if they're not meeting those needs right now, then it's okay for you to pivot. You are not obligated to stay in one place in hopes of protecting somebody else from what you think might be rejection, what you think may be abandonment. They have their own path they have to walk. Just like you've been walking this path to get to where you are, to get to what you know, to get the type of life that you have either created or working to create, they have to do that work too. And you staying there and staying stagnant is not going to get them closer any faster. In fact, it might even do the opposite, because you may be unknowingly reinforcing what codependence looks like, that, you know, we don't leave the family. We stay exactly where we are, that you're selling out if you leave, and we all deserve to evolve, to grow, to become the people that we've always been destined to be, to, because that creates the legacy of healing and change. So if you have friends that don't want you to shine and who are not comfortable even embracing their own shine, and they're not open to doing the work to get there, it's totally okay if you're like, okay, what is the way that I can be available here if I want to be available? But what's the way I can be available here to her or to them while still taking the steps that I need to for myself? So that is the breakdown of the transition from going from avoidant to being more available, having more openness, initiating conversations, initiating knowing how to communicate, or initiating communicating with people, being more vulnerable with them about your feelings and things like that, only being attracted to people who want you as much as you want them, you making time, you sharing with them, you learning how to find that balance between being that independent, resilient person, but also being interdependent, learning how to need and also be needed, and it not be the same thing as codependence, is possible. It exists and it's available for you. So I hope this also put words to some things that you may have been transitioning in. If you're already moving in these places of availability, I hope that this has been affirming to your growth, and I hope that you continue to move, to press on, to move forward and to press on, because you got this. For those ready to take the next step and working through this, and you would like some support in this and more in-depth tools and breaking down what the replacement behaviors for this looks like, the Recovery School is the next best step for you. Our self-healing track will be launching at the beginning of November, so would love for you to join us there. You can go to blackgirlsheal.org/program when you are ready to join, and you can start immediately. The program is geared towards helping you heal from the symptoms of love addiction, love avoidance, and love deprivation, improving your self-love and especially your self-care and moving forward. And the no contact kit is included. And you also get to pick one of our other bonus mini courses to really focus in on what it is that you want to work on, whether or not it is love deprivation, whether or not it is dating, whether or not it is something else that we talk about here on the podcast. So would love for you to join us. You can go to blackgirlsheal.org/program and I hope to see you there. So that's it for today's episode. I'm sending all of you love and I can't wait to see you in the next one. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Black Girls Heal. If this episode helped you in any way, please be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone you love. And if you're ready to go deeper and turn what you're learning about here into real life change, join us inside the BGH Members Club. You'll get ad-free bonus episodes, powerful worksheets about every topic we discuss here, and exclusive lessons to help you apply the healing tools we talk about. You can join today at blackgirlsheal.org/members. And as always, take care of yourselves and we'll see you next week.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save